or record. And we're going to start with the reading.
Okay.
So you can just turn towards me and put your hands, palms up. Yep, palm up. So, we're going to do nine. Okay. We're going to do nine deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth, really slow. Maybe you really want to slow your breathing and connect. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just
connect
to our time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This first person told me about right? But why did you get this tattoo here?
That tattoo there because I was going on the train.
So, like after this was canceled, this tattoo also took his diversion and have you ever thought about covering it? You might want to get something facing this way, because this is giving you a negative attachment to your self-esteem. This is giving you a negative attachment to how you view yourself. Something about this right here that needs to be facing this way, because it's a negative, if this is negative, right? Mm-hmm. It's a negative. So, I'll be asking more stuff about the placement, but that makes even more sense. You kind of, you might want to, whenever you just come up, make sure that the points of your body is outward. I don't know, whatever you're going to do here. Something like tragedy, or like you go to see tragedy. It's weird. It's not weird, but the way I'm seeing the line. So you want to make sure that, I think the artist would understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That the line tells the direction that it's facing towards the problem. Yeah, but okay, so let's see here. You have some really good energy. You just kind of don't know how to direct it all the time. But you have to go through that every minute. Yeah. So let's see. And for the record, state your code name.
Yeah.
Okay. I said I love it.
Thank
I
you.
Absolutely love it. All right, I'm gonna have to leave this one right today. Had to look at the cards. Look somewhere else. There you go. Just shuffle. Cause I be trying to low key cheat. I had to catch
the cards. No, I was trying not to cheat. I wasn't even reading it.
So y'all be trying to cheat. Okay, we'll take this one. Go ahead, shuffle some more. One more to finish it out. Thank you. Oh, what you got here? Heartbroken, hate, and annoying. Yeah. Oh. Okay. We'll see though. Okay. So let's start here. Annoying. So you get to hold that card, kind of feel it. Tell me kind of where does it take you at first? Like, what's your first thoughts when you hear that term?
My first thought is just being bothered by, I don't know how to say it, but I'm going to say the word. Yes. And I can really feel this card hitting me in my third eye right now.
And why about you now, right? But okay, you get annoyed super quick. Give me one instance where you felt like I probably should have chilled out and I was really annoyed.
Small to me, large to them, but just constant complaints about how I'm not really I have more masculine energy than feminine energy. I don't do what I used to do. I'm growing, at least in my eyes, so I can't really go back to what I used to do in my earlier life, and then I'm getting so much wiser in my life now.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, it gets really annoying when this person constantly complains, especially because you don't do anything for me. That's a lie. God, I feel that up there. Okay.
Yeah. So, that's annoying. But I'm going to tell you something, right? It's annoying to you, but in a sense, it plays on your sense of femininity, which leads to a sense of inadequacy, which leads to you constantly checking yourself or preparing yourself. And if that's the space that's put you in, then it's a healthy connection for you. If they're not doing it in a healthy manner,
right.
If this person can't convey how they feel to you in a healthy manner, like, you know what? Okay, maybe there's things that I feel like you could do. Maybe I'm asking you, or, you know, instead of just saying, like, you don't do it for me, you're too masculine for me, why are you even here?
Right.
Like, unless you want to just be friends, and if you want to just be friends, you just be friends. Because men and women are friends all the time.
Right.
But then we don't, you know, do anything extracurricular. I'm not helping you babysit. Right. We go out as such. I got money, so I'm not worried about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put people at certain. And because if somebody's playing with how you feel about yourself, in a sense, they're not the type of people that need to be approached. Mm-hmm. You're not young. You're not a spring chicken, right? That's what they say.
Right.
That's they tell me all the time. In my head, anyway, they're like, yeah, the spring chicken. You're not a spring chicken. So we deal with reality, right?
Right.
So it's like, there's no reason for you to be selling yourself short just to have a companion.
Right.
When there's so many people out here
I agree.
Right? And you can't say, oh, it's like, they think I'm masculine because of my hair. Girl, your ass big as hell. No offense. No, they don't. It's not because of your haircut. Because you know how many women out here with short hair are fierce, married? Mm-hmm. No, it's not because of your haircut. It's you holding on to certain things about you and your past that you don't want to let go of. That's a barrier.
Right.
It's not.
Okay.
But you got to kind of let go of some barriers. And I feel like this is why this one came up. Right? Because that didn't just start with all your most recent heartbreak or your kid's father. Tell us about heartbreak.
Heartbroken. Heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Heartbroken. Yep. Yeah, heartbroken.
Heartbroken. Ah, so heartbroken. I guess my heartbroken started when I feel like I felt like I wasn't being protected at a young age. I was violated, I should say. More than once. By that I thought was supposed to protect me. So the heartbroken started with that. And it even comes down to the person that was in, that took care of me forever. But being heartbroken by him and a lot of things. Because I think, with him being in the war and stuff, it just kind of made him ugly towards women. In my life, and I'll carry his last name for the rest of my life. But it's just heartbroken how he just went about doing stuff. And heartbreak comes even when, he wouldn't allow me to save his life. After all he's done to me, and I still respect and love him, it's very heartbroken he wouldn't allow me to save his life. And I think that maybe if he was still kind of here, we could have learned and grow together and forgive and...
So what do you mean he wouldn't allow you to save his life?
Oh, he's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed his skin started to turn really black. And I asked him one day, why is your skin looking like this? And he doesn't even think his liver started to go bad, right? So then he said, all I need is a donor. So the first thing that came out of my mouth, let's go to the doctors, do what we gotta do. They'll tell me the pros and cons, and I'll just give you some of mine. But I found out later after he passed away that he didn't want to do it because he felt like he was going to shoot him. So he felt like I can't do it at home. I feel like if he allowed me to do it, then maybe I could have he could still be here. So I'm heartbroken about that. In regards to him, I'm heartbroken about my mom, who I could have felt I could have saved her life because she was the individual that...
Okay. Before we get to the mom, right?
Okay.
Before we get to your mom, you couldn't have saved your father. Because your father was ready to go. Listen to me. Because if he was not, he would have said, oh no, let's go get this liver. That's what he knew. He said, in all reality, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to get a new liver and I'm going to drink it up because I'm not ready to stop. He's seen where he could go or what was going to happen. He already knew. I'm telling you this because you have to stop walking around with this. It wasn't your decision. It was never your decision to save him or not. Was never. This is not something you have to walk around with. Because ironically, guess what? Your father's okay where he's at. He's okay where he's at. You gotta get okay here. You can't walk around beating yourself up for things and not just the situation. Well, my mom too said the things that are beyond you. We all sign contracts with you. Ethnic contracts. to get me. When I signed that contract had an expiration date. And no amount of love on this planet can renege that expiration date. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. So you have to be comfortable with knowing he's comfortable where he's at. They're comfortable where they're at. But you're not comfortable here. That's where you have to start your life. Because they're right. Trust me when I tell you, they are right. I think sometimes you feel like you feel a sadness, but it's not there. It's yours. It's yours. So tell me what happened with mom.
So with mom, I didn't realize my mom, you know, so I had my dad pass. She loved him very, very much, but she got into a relationship that I didn't know that she was being abused by. And I didn't find that out until after she passed. You know, it just sucked because my mom didn't want to tell me because she knew how I would be, how I would react. She knew I would go down in the safe room and drink a fat. I already knew that she was ready to go. She missed my dad so much. She was really broken. She had to go that way, and I think where she was, the person she was dating at the time had something to do with the past. I believe that. I can't prove it, but I believe that wholeheartedly. So, even though she's okay where she's at now, she would be able to
So, your mom, I'm certain, your mom is a strong individual. When you say she was ready to go, you're right. And that was because mentally she was tired, and she was emotionally drained. I'm saying this to say, right? You find comfort in working out. That's your outlet, right? You have to stay in that outlet or else you'll be kind of on the same energetic path. And you know it because you see it. I feel like you see, like, now I have to keep balance to keep this way or else I will completely, like, shut down. And you have to keep, I don't know, but you have to keep doing what you're doing, because you don't want to, I'm sorry, they started telling something, you don't want to, go, you don't want to end up depressed in the relationship, okay, you need to go, and I feel like you don't want to go, so, it's that heartbreak, mom, dad, not feeling protected, not feeling without.
Not feeling protected, not feeling loved, not feeling, you know, not. You know, I know for a fact that I'm like a really great, great person to know, right? And then, when people do not, you know, when they start off seeing it and then stop, it just bothers me. Especially when I've never done anything to myself. Well, yeah. I don't have that, I don't believe in karma coming back to bite me behind, you know, disrespect people, but, you know. What can I do with it?
So, why do you believe that people stop? I mean,
I don't know.
What are some of the reasons people had told you?
No, I'm only concerned really about one person, and that person never told me anything. They never said a word, even though in conversations, you know, sometimes the person was depressed herself. And, you know, I guess sometimes I let my have gets the best of me, and like, you should have talked to me, and I'll be like, no, you have a problems, you have everything you have, you're a friend, I'm gonna let you know. That person never let me know. And I prayed on it, I prayed for them to reach out to me. For some reason, I'm still praying on it, but I don't know. I really do not know.
So maybe it's not your thing.
People
go through their own things. People go through their own things and have to work through their things in their own time. And sometimes, especially if you talk to people, sometimes, you know, like, they tend to feel like, I don't really want to hear your advice or whatever. What am I just going to do what I have to do? And then come back and I'm happy. You know? So it could just be, needing to work through herself in her own time, in her own way. Then when she comes back, she's like, oh, you know, well, yeah, I had this going on, I had that going on. But I needed to work through it. I knew what you were going to say already. I knew what, and I just needed to work through it. Right? It was nothing personal. I told you, like, no, there's nothing going on. It's not you. If there was, I would tell you. Sometimes people really are that genuine, like I am just working through my own issues, and I need to work through these issues because I don't need anybody else's input. I just want, you know, I'm just saying, before you completely feel like it's you, when in all reality, that's a lot of the issues sometimes with, you know, right? You might be internalizing unnecessary stuff with other people. And that's because of the way you extend yourself to people. Sometimes you gotta learn not to extend yourself to people until they show you that they're worthy. Because you know the caliber of person that you are. So until you show me that you're worthy of the caliber of person I am, we can just be regular friends. I'm not doing shit for you, we're just friends. Shit, if we link, we link. If we don't, we don't. Right. Every time we link, it's Dutch on everything. Half, you bring something, I bring something to the picnic. Okay, you bring the chips, I'll bring a soda or something, whatever, you know, life water, we all got essentia, I don't know, whatever. If you need to start, you need to start with vetting. You need a vetting process. Okay. Because you have such genuine energy. You need to, because you're tired. You're tired. Your soul is tired. Because you don't want to be on any level. Okay. So you need a better process. Because otherwise you're just going to keep attracting people that are going to join you. Mm-hmm. And you see that. You attract people that literally just suck to you to join. Mm-hmm. And then when they get their fix, their need, they're good, they're out of there. Mm-hmm. They're out of there. You can't allow yourself to be this way with people until they've proven themselves worthy of the type of person that you are. You know the type of person you are. You've proven it to yourself time and time again. When you'll sit back and go, okay, yeah, but I was but good to this person. I did this for this person. I did that for that person. I never disrespected that person. Then it might be a situation where this person comes along now and say, oh, chat liver. Mm-hmm. But it's never huge. I'm on to the next. I'm going to go suck the energy out of the next person. That's why you have to remain guarded. At all times, you have to start speaking life into yourself and protection over yourself every day. You say you pray, good. So now I'll start praying for protection over your energy.
Okay.
Because you want your team. I hear it. Mm-hmm. You want your team to keep these people away from you that just want to. So the last card you have, my dear, and what might that say?
It says hate.
Okay, look.
A word. I mean, you know what? I hate the decisions that I made in my life in regards to, I hate the, just some, a lot of decisions that I made in my life, because I feel like, if I made better choices, I would be way better off now.
Yeah.
As opposed to feeling like I'm struggling, whether it's financially, mentally, emotionally. But emotionally, but you know, I don't hate anyone. I just hate the decisions that I make.
Yeah. I put that in there because, A, that's a strong word. And it was kind of a trap. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying it was a trap because once you tell me things you hate, I want to tell you why you shouldn't hate them.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You shouldn't hate the decisions that you make. Why? Because the decisions that you made, good, bad, win, lose, or draw, the good and ugly, they got you here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the decisions that you made at the time that you thought was a bad decision, eventually something positive came from that bad decision. Even negative ones. That even ones where we feel like, nope, this was a completely bad decision, it ruined my life, blah, 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 blah. If you're still alive, it didn't ruin your life. You are ruining your life, by the way, you keep holding on to it and internalizing it. And see people that go through traumatic experiences and then they turn it into a $1 million book or a $1 billion movie, or they learn to grow from their pain.
Right.
Right? So the things that you hate turn into the things that help you grow and the things that you grow. So those decisions, you go back and you look at those decisions, but why do I hate this decision? What actually was a result of these decisions? That's going to be your homework for the night, right? To go back and look at the decisions in your life that you feel like you hate. Almost everybody gets homework for their second.
Right, right.
So this is your homework.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So your homework is going to be that you want to think that you feel like you hate those decisions that you hate. You're going to go back and do some trips with. I felt like I hated the decision to, what you say, general, mess with my ex. But for my ex, I got my kids. So yeah, I hated the decision that I messed with them, but if I didn't, I would have never had my kids. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an example.
Right.
So you just want to go back and kind of trace these decisions that you feel like you hate and kind of think that with the positive, the goal. We're going to call it the goal at the end of the rainbow, right? The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to be looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow here. And yeah, we're going to see if you come up.
Okay.
Come up with on the next visit. So what I do is I'm gonna run all these back in between y'all visits and like take notes.
Okay.
So then when you come back, we're gonna have a little, we're gonna see.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. Let me see. Are you okay with it?
Oh my God. No, I'm fine. It's just like now it's like I changed it.
Yeah, I mean, only because, but I think you kind of felt it after you got it, like that was a bad idea, but you didn't realize on what level.
No, I'll be okay.
No, you're okay, you're fine. It's just one of those things that, like, you know, small things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's small things that make a big picture. So it's like just eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you said you were thinking about covering it up. So if you ever, whenever you get ready, because like, everything happens in the divine time.
Right.
So whenever it's your time, you just make sure that the energy of the cover up is flowing.
Okay.
You want positivity. You want, and that's also going to be, you want a reflection of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're trying to go. You want a reflection of that.
Okay.
So yeah, I think good things for that Well, that's a good thing. I don't know if you were thinking about a whole sleeve or something, but I see good things for that.
Okay.
Yeah, what's that called? Like a quarter sleeve or a half sleeve or something?
Yeah.
Well, actually, said, oh, I don't know. Might have been. So, okay. So, actually, this is what's so funny. So your energy is actually pretty good. I don't really need this, but what I am going to do is I'm starting to think I just like the singing bowl, whatever. So I'm going to singing bowl your third eye in your crown chakra.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do some crown and third eye for you. And I'll probably, I'll probably do the handout for you. Yeah, okay, I can see it. Alright, as long as I can see it. So yeah, so you get henna and some, I don't need this for you. But okay. You get a little bit of that and some henna. A little bit of that.
Okay. Well, that same bowl and some henna. So you can just move to the center of the couch because okay. I'm going to kind of sing a bowl in front of you. So we're going to take some more deep breaths just to relax.
Okay.
You can listen to the sound of the ticking of the clock there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're going to do 5 deep breaths.
Okay, can we start it now?
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
yeah. I am okay. I thought I was going to go into a trance like 3 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That might happen around here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you feel though?
I feel good.
Feel good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel good. 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 Last time I went to a trance, I fell out. I was like, I could feel myself falling out like 3 times. Like, hold it together. Hold it together. I don't want to be on the floor.
That's okay. It's not, you know, video recorded, so nobody would see it anyway. You'd be all right. We won't tell nobody. Okay, so I don't know. I'm gonna try this one. I don't know, cause I don't know what's going on. Mine sounds a little bit watery. Yeah, but. So I want to try this one and see how this works. I have already seen it, so this is going to be easy. Just scoot over a little bit so I can turn this mic back on. Okay, there we go. I had wipes for situations like these. Thank you.
is what's going to happen is it's not going to stay where it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in there. Yeah. Once you let it sit for the amount of time it's supposed to sit, and it draws, Not question for you. Hmm. Where are your grandparents from?
My mom.
Somewhere Caribbean?
My mom's side is from South. North Carolina, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And my father's side is from Indiana.
They're from Indiana and from the South. Mm-hmm. Where are their parents from?
You know, I'm not really sure, honestly. I never really
dug into that. You should probably do some digging.
Okay.
Because you have somebody in your bloodline who is very easy to talk to. They're very easy to talk to. And they let's just say me and them are together. Okay?
Okay.
So, you two people that have been passed down in the bloodline, and I think you have a daughter that is extremely gifted. Maybe she's hiding it, or she's not too sure. Okay, so she's not hiding it. All right, there you go. There's no need for her to hide it. There you go. Mm-hmm. So, it's your mother's back. So your daughter's not a fool.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I never thought that.
She's amazing. And she's only just a dad, actually. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. Okay. If she's cultivated correctly.
Yeah.
But that comes from a great grandmother or grandmother, somebody on mommy's side.
Okay.
Daddy's side is pretty dope too. I'm not downplaying daddy's side. But this one here, I feel like it's maternal. And she's maternal, she's on your mom's side.
Okay.
So. Your mom had like two or three siblings?
My mom had only 11.
11? All biological?
Yeah.
So, okay, so two or three. I know you have a what, three?
I have three others, yeah.
Okay. So then maybe there's out of 11. I would think there was more than two or three, because that would make that either three or four under that are really good. But I would think that number would be high. Because she said something about two or three, and I felt like she was saying more like siblings or more people like her.
Okay.
I don't really know who you're saying.
So, like, unless she's saying, like, they all kind of passed away around the same time, like, I died, then, like, two other people died right behind me, or... So, but that would be mom's family, like, her grandmother's aunts or something of that nature. So for this, all you have to do is kind of wait about 30 to 40 minutes. When it starts to dry, it'll mm-hmm. kind of crack up a little bit.
Yep.
But about 30, 40 minutes, and just wash your hands, no soap, just okay. regular water. Just wash your hands.
Okay.
It's thick enough to where you'll be able to like dry and all that. Not
okay.
get messed up. You just don't really want to bump it.
Right.
But yeah, you just kind of, we'll talk once you have a couple nights sleep with the energy marks.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta take a picture because I never remember what these look like after. And I'm gonna print everybody's hand pictures out and put them on y'all pages.
Okay.
So that I can keep a server track. Yeah, And then continue on here. Okay, there
it is.
Alright. Okay.
So these symbols must be frozen, but I'm gonna keep them, you know. I feel the power in them, but I'm just gonna think that I can kill them for a reason.
Y'all are. Each line for that is, so they basically just tell me, I can't explain the power. So they're telling me sort of where to place the henna tip, mm-hmm. and then they kind of draw the line,
okay.
if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
but they're telling me little sort of, I feel like they're antidote, because it's not like, this is, I'm going to have to really sit and figure this out, why would you say it like that? Like, they don't never speak to me, like, direct, unless right. I'm in, like, a reading or something.
Okay.
Other than that, they're kind of speaking in riddles, like. Riddles.
Okay.
And saying little stuff like, we're going to introduce her to her star child. That's what they said at one point.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, that's going to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, okay, let's introduce her. Let's see how that works. So, this should be an interesting couple weeks.
Okay.
It's henna, so it's not going to forever, you know, mm-hmm. couple hand washes and they'll start to fade, so it doesn't make a difference. The markings just had to be on your
right
on your hands, so
okay. Okay,
so we'll definitely see. Yeah, if you meet the star child, please let me know.
I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could be a reference to you reconnecting with that inner child, that inner okay. self, and bringing her through something.
Okay.
So, I don't know. You just let me know.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see the way you keep looking at your hands.
I know. I like that look, though. Sorry.
No, so I'm not okay. sorry. I absolutely love it. Exactly. We're never sorry.
You're not sorry.
But yeah, absolutely love it. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm excited. These sessions get me excited because I kind of feel like after a couple sessions, y'all will start to see kind of what I'm saying, which is
mm-hmm.
this is not nothing magic, but when you work on yourself, you can break through to yourself. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like maybe society now has this thing like, oh, you could just honey jar yourself and you're going to be amazing. And it's like, honey jar yourself if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you still have to do some active work.
Right, absolutely.
Even jarring somebody. It's active work.
Right.
Right? You don't just mm-hmm. put the shit in the jar and then walk away from it.
Right.
It's active work, especially if you want the shit to work fast and work absolutely. Quick. And it's active. So mm-hmm. everything in our life has to be active
mm-hmm.
work. Nothing is going to go easy. Nothing is going to be just because.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, then.
Yes. Thank you.
You very are much. So, so welcome.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. So yoga might feel really amazing with the energy